Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
244 days until June 16th, which is the start of the World Cup,
everybody,
in Kansas City. And if you're tired of hearing about it now, just wait, because as we get closer, you're going to hear about it more.
How long does the World Cup last?
For 39 days.
Is it possible to take a 39-day vacation?
I mean, you could do this show from somewhere else.
Oh my God, I hate soccer.
And you rent, so you can't Airbnb your place.
I know. It's not like it. Well, I could. Hey, Teresa and Ron.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. I'm totally not doing
this. Let them Airbnb it. Let them Airbnb it.
No, I'm not.
You're not in violation of your lease and stuff.
Oh, that would be a violation of the lease.
Yeah.
But they like me. So they'll let me do it. Yeah, they'll just let me do it. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
It's okay. You can dislike soccer. That's okay. And like that we got this really big event.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it for the city.
You can do that. It's both true.
When you said, if you're sick of hearing about it now.
Just wait.
Because I'm not going to, do you hear the quarterfinals between Lisbon and Saudi Arabia? I don't care.
That would be cool.
Why would I care?
So the geography geek in me is kind of excited to hear about what the matchups are going to be. Just to see which countries play each other. And you want a really obscure team. Did I hear there's a team from a small island nation, or was this a movie? But I think this is true. There's a team from some island nation that shouldn't have a good soccer team, but does.
Usually they're filming Survivor in this country,
right,
but
exactly,
instead they have a soccer
team. Like the Cool Runnings of Jamaica. But
feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme.
That would be cool. I'm looking for the cool stories that are behind it. But the Kansas City Star had the story this morning. I don't like this. I have very mixed feelings about how the city has launched a plan that is essentially going to pay for businesses to occupy some of the many empty storefronts that we have in Kansas City as the World Cup program begins, because that doesn't look good to have a bunch of empty storefronts, and you are more likely to have crime in front of areas where you don't have active businesses there. And so the city of Kansas City, in preparation for the World Cup, the city yesterday opened its online applications for a new pilot program called Open Doors. This was first announced in June. Two goals here. One, to put businesses into empty storefronts that might otherwise, quote, mar the streetscape vista of Kansas City's World Cup experience. Make it look bad.
Yeah.
As people are out and about, it's going to look bad. And also to activate empty spaces that will engage visitors, but also put businesses or arts organizations or whatever it is into some of those places. It's a good effort. I like the idea. That's great. Let's fill some of those storefronts. Part of my question is, what happens after the World Cup?
Yeah.
What happens to the viability of some of these businesses after? So the program will subsidize part of a tenant's storefront rent up to 80%.
Wow.
Up to 80%. Now, I assume rent in some of these buildings is not that high because they're sitting empty.
True.
So some of them might be.
Yeah.
And that is paid directly to the property owner. So the tenant doesn't even have to get involved in that. It'll also provide grants of up to $10,000, and those are grants, so those generally aren't paid back, to cover the costs of build-outs of inventory, permit fees, and insurance expenses. They figure it's a pilot program, and so the city is only able to support about 10 businesses, organizations, and artists. If it works, the hope is that the city then could expand it.
Okay.
I have weird feelings about the city paying and incentivizing new businesses to open. Now, on the other hand, we do that all the time. Incentives to get new businesses, or we just talked yesterday about the big new Mattel theme park. Yep. I mean, that is a normal course of business to incentivize new businesses to open. This feels weird to me that we're doing this just for the World Cup. And will those businesses survive after the World Cup?
Probably most of them won't.
Yeah.
But I don't really have
a problem
with it.
Maybe that's okay.
Yeah, because at least they had, you know, 39 days where they'll have a business. They could be,
and but that's testing a lot of money for 39 days.
True, but not all of them will go away. Some of them will be like, you know what, that worked out really well, and we think we have a long-term business plan that's actually going to survive after the tourism and everything from the World Cup is gone. And I think just aesthetically, I think it's bothersome because it seems almost shallow. Like, it's not that we actually care about business. We care about appearances.
Yes.
But
yes,
I would argue back on that appearances do matter, not just from the World Cup perspective, but for getting more people to go to an area. If you're walking down the street and you notice all of the businesses are empty, all of the storefronts are gone, and there's just a bunch of plywood over the windows, you're going to be like, I don't feel like this is a safe place.
It's also, it doesn't benefit... You're right in that it doesn't benefit, and we have streets like this where you have three or four really good bars maybe on a block, but the rest is empty.
Right.
That doesn't benefit the three or four bars that are there. You're going to avoid that street. So you're right.
Yep.
It feels like a lot of money to invest, especially the rent part. I'm okay about grants. Fine. Great. Grant money, that's great for that. Do the grants. It feels...
The pushback I would have on it is that I feel bad for anybody who's wanted to start a business and gone through so many hoops to do
and
that
tried.
Because it's such a pain in the butt to do.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, because the World Cup's here, they're just throwing out grants and throwing out rent for people who are just kind of business curious. Just kind of interested in it.
Under the program, they're calling these pop-ups. And they really are looking for businesses. They're trying to stay around 1,000 square feet, but really under 8,000 square feet. They really want smaller businesses. Under the program, all of the pop-ups would be activated for a minimum of 3 months. So during May, June, and July, with the option to extend for as long as 6 months. So if you wanted to open in January, I don't think you can. But if you're doing well and you want to extend it out after that, then you could. The tenant pays the 20% because the city's paying the 80% of the rent. Property owners would still be allowed to list their property for lease during that program, but they'd have to sign a letter of intent to remove the property from the market. Okay, so they couldn't do it while this business was open. So then they just close? So they can get a six-month extension and then they just close? Okay, so as I go back and forth about this maybe a little bit, the best case scenario out of this is that for 3 months or several months after that, you have a business that needs startup money. Like maybe it's a really good idea and you just need the seed money to start up and you can't get a loan for whatever reason, but you can get one of these. And maybe during those 3 months of really, really high foot traffic in that area, maybe that's enough that then you go from a pop-up and you end up signing a lease somewhere else. Or maybe you sign a lease there permanently or for a year.
Would probably be a cheap place to get a lease.
That's ideal. On the other hand, the problem is that a lot of the foot traffic that you're going to have are from people that are not coming back here.
Right.
Maybe I should not whine about this one, but
I mean, I get where you're coming from. I think that the bigger question in all of this is, this isn't really about storefronts. It's not really about cleaning up the city. It's not about that. It's about whether Kansas City can convert a one-time once in a lifetime global event into a rebirth locally.
Yes.
Because if the city can do certain things, like we have storefronts and we're just not pretending that they're going to stay open, mm-hmm. but they stay open. And then we have a rebirth of more things downtown. You have less crime mm-hmm. because, you know, there's less areas to commit crime safely and, yes. and all that stuff. That would be great. I don't know, which is why I'm excited for the city, because we have seen cities benefit mm-hmm. from the Olympics coming there. We have seen cities benefit. I don't know as much about the World Cup, but I assume if it has the same effect, it could have the same effect mm-hmm. because it's also people will come from all over the country, all over the world. And then, yeah, maybe they'll start coming back too. You know, I don't think we're
totally
going to turn into Florida right. or some tourist spot, but they, you know, somebody comes here for the World Cup, really likes the vibe and goes, you know what, next year, let's just come back and just experience Kansas City without all the soccer stuff. Let's just come back and just hang out. It's a really cool place.
But what I hope is that I don't want, it feels like a rush to get a bunch of temporary stuff in.
Yeah.
And I fear that when those people come back, we're not going to have that stuff because we just, as a city, without the tourists yeah. from all over the world, we couldn't sustain it.
Is it also just assuming that if you give 80% of rent, if you give $10,000 for setup, that that's all going to be paid back in what, sales tax or commerce or whatever? Like,
yeah.
is it just assuming that every one of these stores that takes advantage of this program will be lucrative?
Because and you're hoping, really.
You're hoping.
I mean, you're just hoping.
But because if not, why aren't we doing this to begin with?
Right.
Why aren't we already doing this? Why are we only doing it for the World Cup? Because if this isn't sustainable, then why would you do it, not do it at another time? Like,
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, why not? And I don't know where in the budget all this money is coming from. I don't, the story that I have doesn't have a total on it on what the cost is going to be. If they have 10 businesses, it's going to depend on what the rent is in those 10 businesses. It also doesn't tell us how they're going to choose
yeah.
who benefits from that money. But you're right. I mean, if this program is successful, I like the idea of pop-ups,
yeah.
right? It's the same thing as food trucks. God, I love a food truck. I love it. Some cities do food trucks really, really well, where they have, if you go to Portland, Oregon, they have what they call pods, where they take all these empty parking lots and you have food trucks that open out into that parking lot. If you've ever done Iron District in North Kansas City, it's that idea where mm-hmm. you open up into that parking lot and it gives future restaurateurs a place to build their business and build their exposure. And then eventually they can get a brick and mortar. I like that idea of a pop-up. Because it tests whether it can succeed. And maybe that's a good use of city money. Maybe that's something we should be thinking about on Troost as we look at, mm-hmm. or on Prospect, or on some of these north-south corridors that need some development. Maybe that's a program that is worth putting some city money into.
I think you also need, London did this, you need an aftercare landlord, more or less.
Yes.
Is we need yeah. Somebody whose job for 5 to 10 years afterwards is to manage the new leases, extensions,
yes.
tenant mix, all that stuff after July of next year, because that we need somebody who's thinking more long term and
yes.
less just hopefully this will all work out, because we could end up like London. London had a huge resurgence after they had the Olympics there,
mm-hmm.
or we could end up like Athens. If you remember, Athens had the Olympics in 2004. And
it's
it was
disaster.
Shortly after that, then they had to have the austerity programs and
yeah.
all the other things that they were having in that country just falling apart.
Yeah.
Because they overbuilt and underplanned and overpromised.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I've never heard that term of having like an aftercare landlord, but that makes perfect sense, because you also want somebody to make sure that it's the right mix of businesses, that we're not just putting yeah. in whatever somebody will do, that it's the right, that we curate the right mix of businesses on each street.
Yeah. And that they're not planning on, I mean, the idea of a pop-up is great, but we don't, it's not going to benefit the city if those places are only there for 39 days.
Right. Right.
You need that when you sign the lease, we'll take care of the 80% or whatever. What did it, you read it off, but it was like 80% for
They pay 80% of the rent directly to the landlord, and the tenant has to pay the other 20%.
For how long?
It's 3 months.
For 3 months.
So it's May, June, and July, mm-hmm. with the option to extend it another 6 months, and then that's it. And then they also have $10,000 available for inventory costs and all that stuff.
I almost think they're playing this too safe, where they're like, well, we just want anybody in. So no, you should say, we're not going to give you the option to extend. You want to do this. You're going to be here after the World Cup. You're going to have to extend this. And by the way, why wouldn't you? It's 80% of your rent and you get $10,000 to start it up.
You're not making enough money.
Then you shouldn't be interested in it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that it would be better if we had less businesses attempting this.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me rephrase that. It would be better if we had less businesses attempting this, but more businesses that will be successful. And you get that by making it a little more stringent, not just making it seem like we're throwing money at it.
Yeah, submit a business plan.
Yeah.
I mean, make them, you got to start somewhere, but sort of like Shark Tank does it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, make them prove their viability.
Ooh, that'd be good.
We should little Shark Tank.
Have a panel of people like Mayor Q and, mm-hmm. and I don't know, Michael Mackey and other.
You and I could do it because
Dana and Scott, all of us, just sit there and have people come on and we'll do it like a YouTube feed, or we could have, I don't know, one of the local channels pick it up and we just approve or disapprove of businesses wanting to do this.
We just hit our button, like our chair, like they do on The Voice, just a little chair turn.
I would like to see what kind of businesses would be doing this. Yeah. Like what business, you can text it in 913-586-7798. What's like a business idea that you have that you've just been hesitant to attempt? We come up with them all the time in the show.
All the time. But we solve everything.
But they're bull crap.
Like,
we wouldn't, but no one would actually ever do these things.
Maybe with just 1,000 square feet and $10,000 in seed money.
Yeah.
And not having to worry about the rent so much, maybe they're not crap.
Maybe not. What's a business idea that you've always wanted to do? You now have the opportunity, thanks to the city of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
913-586-7798. We'll talk about this a little more coming up on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, if the city of Kansas City gave you $10,000 in upfront costs, like whatever you need to build out your space and get inventory, and offered to pay 80% of your rent for 3 months with possible extension of 6 more months, and you could do it for under, they really want under 1,000 feet, but under 8,000 square feet, what kind of business would you try out? This is the program that Kansas City is doing in advance of the World Cup. We do have a list of restrictions that they have put on. I'm kind of relieved because this is, they've got a bunch of rules that we can talk about and what kind of businesses they're not going to allow. But what would you do? Especially, I think that $10,000 startup money is a big deal. Not everybody that's trying to start a business has $10,000 sitting around to put up signage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're getting your ideas.
Also, a lot of people don't know how much it costs to start up a business.
And it's way more than you ever imagined.
The rent obviously matters, but if you want to start like a pizza shop or something like that, do you have any idea how much pizza ovens cost?
They're
and
ridiculous.
The materials and all that stuff. Yeah. I think honestly, doing this, you're not going to get a lot of restaurants. Maybe sandwich shops, like something with slightly lower overhead. But if there's something you have to make from scratch, like pizza, that's just not going to work.
That's interesting. Or you could bake it somewhere else. Like I was thinking about dessert shops or something like that, but you'd have to have a ghost kitchen and do it somewhere else.
All right. So we're doing our own version of Shark Tank and we can vote on these as a show. Okay. So here's some of the ideas. And by the way, I'm going to read out not the full number, but the last 4 digits of every phone number just so you can get credit for this.
Okay.
Okay. So 4217 says, I always wanted to open a bookstore called Read It and Weep. It would specialize in depressing books and self-help books.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Are you thinking it's also, is it just a bookstore? Or is it like a book bar? Because book bars, we have several of, and those
they
are
would
a
be
hit.
Be open to that, maybe, if they would be open to turning it into a bar.
I don't know how hard it is.
A lot more expensive to get a liquor license, but also having to pay for the alcohol. But I know that bars tend to actually make a lot. I don't think there's anything more that has a higher markup than alcohol.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's insane. But like we have Afterward Tavern, which is a book bar where you can read books and then order a cocktail.
I think the bar aspect kind of ruins it does, read it and weep vibe, though. I don't want a bunch of, well, if you're already drinking, maybe you're in the mood to cry. Because their whole thing is that it would specialize in depressing books and self-help books.
You can have a therapist on site just in case.
This does happen on Shark Tank sometimes where people come in with a name that they've worked backwards from.
Uh-huh.
This sounds like you just
great name and said, what business can I get to go
and
with
to
it?
To be fair, it is. That's a memorable name.
Yeah, it is.
I just don't know how, if you really want people coming in and crying all over your store.
I'm a maybe on that one.
You're maybe on that one?
I'm going to let you guys figure out if you're investing in that one.
Yeah.
Your store can be sponsored by Kleenex.
There you go.
Kleenex, yes. Visine. That's true. You could sell all that stuff in the store, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to come around on it. Mm-hmm. All right. I wanted to start a mobile. This wouldn't fit what we're talking about as far as the World Cup stuff, but wanted to start a mobile escape room inside of a converted school bus. A mobile escape room is a cool idea.
Doing that on a school bus is, I think,
asking for trouble. I feel like people see the creepy school bus going through a neighborhood and they're going to call the cops. They're going to assume you're like whatever Dirty Harry movie it was where the guy was going around abducting kids on a school bus.
I'd also be worried about someone stealing it.
Yeah.
Someone getting crafty and stealing your school bus.
School bus.
I don't know what you do with the school bus after you steal it, but
if you could use something else besides the school bus.
Yeah, use like an RV. Well, but anything that is mobile is stealable. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not, but that's not, I mean, people like Boy, escape rooms really had a moment for a while.
Yeah, I don't even think they're that.
They're not as big as they used to be.
How about you do a rage room instead? So it's on a school bus, it could be applied to teachers, it could be applied to kids. You just go in there and just break the crap out of some parents. Sure.
Go over like in the last couple of weeks of summer break. Mm-hmm. When parents are really ready to lose their minds and have kids go back to school, that's where you go through neighborhoods for parents.
Yeah, you just follow the ice cream man. The kids get ice cream. The parents can go on the bus.
Yes.
The mobile rage room and just shatter stuff.
Yes.
There we go.
I like that one.
So,
that's viable.
By the way, that was from 3257. We did help you with your idea, so you have to give us credit.
We get a cut.
We get a cut.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. I like this one a lot. Topgolf, but for baseball.
Explain that a little bit.
You hit baseballs off of tees, same layout with the hitting bays and levels with the rush run and bar. This might be too much for what we're thinking of for the Kansas City thing. But I really like it. By the way, that was from 2559. I really like that idea, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't like golf, but I love baseball, and I used to play baseball, so I would be good at this. I'm terrible at Topgolf. But if it's the same idea as Topgolf, where you're also like playing Angry Birds,
yeah,
and you're hitting the ball, you're getting different points based on where you hit it,
yeah,
I think it would be awesome.
Topgolf is always busy. It is always packed.
Yeah.
So yeah, do more versions of Topgolf.
Do more versions of
just like Chicken and Pickle is always packed.
Yeah. Yeah,
so do more
people
versions
love
of that.
The idea of it's a place where I'm going to play a sport, but also I can eat.
Yeah, and
so
drink.
I'm burning off some of the calories, but actually, you know, you're doing a better job if you do something else.
Yeah,
you could maybe do this in a smaller storefront if you made it all virtual. So you're just hitting the ball off of a tee into like an arcade room or like where it hits a sheet and it, because they do that with golf, right? Mm-hmm. Quentin, do you have any idea I'm talking about? Like a golf simulator.
Yeah.
Right? Where you hit the ball and it hits the screen and then it looks like it's still going.
Yeah. They're in a lot of like arcades, but like, you know, really fancy people have like golf simulators.
Ones at home. Like Mitchell Schwartz had one.
Yeah. And I remember he came on 610 and he was complaining because a pipe burst in his house and he had to completely replace his golf simulator. Yeah. So that's where most of my information about golf simulators comes from.
Mitchell Schwartz.
Was from Mitchell Schwartz explaining to me what a golf simulator was.
Okay.
Here's another idea that I was just thinking about. When do we find out what teams we're playing? Does anybody know? We don't know yet what teams are going to be playing here.
Oh, in the World Cup?
No idea.
Yeah.
So once we find out what teams are playing here, I could see somebody, and I don't even have a good suggestion for this because I don't know like what team you compare. But like once we know what teams are playing here, play to those teams a little bit. What business can we open, like International Bakery or something that could give locals a taste of those teams, of those countries, of where those teams come in from? Or if there's a sport other than soccer that is big in that country that somebody could introduce us to.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I don't have a good example. I don't know what they play in Saudi Arabia. I don't know some of that stuff.
I think they all play soccer.
But if, you know,
they probably have like a national sport, but who knows what it is.
Cricket. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Whatever other. Introduce
what
us. Because that's a good temporary idea. Introduce us to stuff from the countries that are playing here.
Yeah, I like that. Like what weird sport do you play in your weird country?
Yes.
By the way, we don't know what team's playing because they haven't done the tournament draw yet.
Right.
We'll have six matches, including a round of 32 and a quarterfinal match. So,
yeah.
Let's go to Michael in Excelsior Springs. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I actually really love the idea of bringing the international taste to KC. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think that there's pros and cons to this. I work in the startup world. I work in the blockchain startup world. $10,000 is not a lot. You're not going to open a huge restaurant or a bar. You know, you're wasting that by the time you order tables and chairs, right?
Right.
I mean, you're depleting that really quickly. I think one of the missed opportunities here, and this is something that we talk about with the local blockchain community, is creating a loyalty super app for Kansas City. I don't know how much total money is being put into like these grants. I missed that part.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that some of that could be peeled off. And if you make a location-aware app that actually pushes people to explore the city, You know, check in at Liberty Memorial, you get $2 of credit, right? So, and then go spend it at some of our already amazing, you know, art galleries, restaurants.
That is
bars.
A great idea. Yeah.
We want the little pop up. I mean, $10,000, I'm going to buy a bunch of soccer t-shirts and make a stupid
right.
sports
almost like that, almost like the, it's an old thing, but those coupon books you used to get,
yeah.
right? Like,
well, yeah,
you would pay like $10 at the store and get like $15,000 worth of savings on, yeah, but
well,
basically.
It's just like the pamphlets that you get at the hotel, but this is something that's actually going to get people to move around the city and explore neighborhoods,
yeah.
you know, different sites and things like that. And you get a little bit of credit that you can spend in partner businesses. And I think that would be a much better thing to do. Plus, you can pilot that as a continued loyalty super app to continue to incentivize people to use these.
This is a great idea.
Or the successful pop-ups after people leave.
Michael, apply for this money. Go apply for this money. It's a fantastic idea. Michael, have you ever heard of, and I know we're late, but
yeah, we're
have
late.
You ever heard of Adventure Hunt? Do you know that? There's, and we don't do it here anymore, but like 10 years ago, we did this thing in Kansas City multiple times, and they do it in a lot of cities called Adventure Hunt, where you sign up and then there are a bunch of clues that take you all around the city and you do all these weird activities and stuff. And it's a race to get to the end to see who can,
right.
and it takes you all over the city to do all these little activities
you
and stuff.
You want to kind of Pokemon Go this.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
kind of like Pokemon Go, Casey.
And,
yeah.
and the other thing, the one other thing that I think that maybe the city's not thinking of is, we just don't want to like put a makeover with the shops, right? That almost feels like when they cleaned all the homeless out in San Francisco to make it look pretty for people that came in.
Right.
It's kind of like the inverse of that. But people who are coming here have disposable income. They have enough income to come hang out here for a few weeks, potentially. They probably own businesses as well. We also want to advertise Kansas City as a place for people who are visiting to consider starting businesses,
yeah.
not just people who are already here. So, yeah, super app, and I think there's just different ways to look at this to highlight the city and really show how KC stands out.
All right, Michael, thank you so much
for
your call.
Such a great idea. Thanks for the call.
Really great idea. Totally ripping that off.
Wow.
I have no idea what I'm doing. He was throwing up, like, I've been blockchain investing. That's fantastic. You're going to do this. I'm not.
Yeah.
I have no idea how you would even get that started, but awesome idea. All right. I don't know. We'll keep this going. We're getting a lot of ideas for businesses.
And we'll go through some of the rules.
Yeah.
And who can and who can't do this.
Coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, the 2026 World Cup is set to run in Kansas City from June 11th until July 17th next year, and it is expected to draw 600,000 visitors to Kansas City during that time. The closest we've come to that ever was the NFL draft. Yeah. I think that was 300,000. So it's more than we've ever had here at
and
one time.
And they're going to stay here. It's not just
right.
coming for a one-time event, too. Right. It's a bunch of matches that they'll be.
So the city is in an effort to fill some of the storefronts and just make it, you know, a more appealing city. They've announced a new program that's going to have kind of two arms to it. On one arm, as they try to fill up some of these storefronts, you're going to get rent help. So the city's going to cover 80% of the rent. You have to cover the other 20%. They're going to pay the 80% directly to your landlord. They're also going to offer $10,000 in startup costs, whether that's inventory or signage, or if you've got to make changes to the building or whatever. And it's for 3 months. That's it. It's May, June, and July of next year with the possibility to extend it out 6 months. Ideally, what would happen is the program is so successful that that business signs a long-term lease and stays in that place. I want to go through a few of the rules because I'm frankly kind of encouraged by some of the rules, and then we'll talk about some of your ideas for this. So it can't be a brand new business out of nowhere. The business must have been established before January 1st of 2023. Submit tax returns, profit and loss statements showing they generated at least $50,000 in revenue in 2024. They have to have all the registrations, all the licenses, all the permits. When it gets to artists, because that's part of what they're trying to do, is an artist has to demonstrate a consistent record of making art and selling art, like at art fairs or exhibits or markets and that kind of thing. There are different rules for nonprofit organizations. There are some businesses that are not eligible. Those include payday loan businesses, hookah and vape shops, adult entertainment businesses, marijuana-related businesses, religious groups, and political campaign or lobbying organizations. Okay. Otherwise, free for all.
Okay. I mean, it's good that there are some rules, but I am looking at the list of great ideas that people have, and I'm like, nah, I don't know that you're going to be able to do these now.
You call them great ideas, but nah.
913-586-7798. So what business would you want to open up? If you were going in front of Shark Tank, or if you were this has been clicking around in your head for a while, what would you do? 1257 says, I was almost thinking that's so close to 1587. 1257 says, a laundromat with live music. I've actually, this isn't new, I think. But they say a laundromat with live music, people come to do socks, they stay for the music. There are laundromats in, I believe, Los Angeles, where you pay a cover fee to go in, mm-hmm. and then they'll have like stand-up comics and stuff performing at the laundromat.
Some have bars in them.
Yeah,
it's not a terrible idea. No, it's not.
Especially if you're in a place where there's a lot of apartments, mm-hmm. and it's heavy with that, and people don't have their own laundry machines inside of the apartment, washing machines and dryers, then they go there, and then they're kind of a captive audience. And they're bored. What are you going to just put on the TV? No, you have stand-up comics. You have music. Turn it into a bar.
It really makes sense for this, because you're going to have people that potentially are going to be coming for a week or whatever.
Yeah.
And if they knew, and I never do laundry on vacation. I've done it maybe one or two times, but I don't, because I don't like doing it.
That's a good point, though.
But some people do.
Yeah.
And will just pack less, especially given baggage fees now, and bring their laundry and just do it there. That's a great idea.
I really like, I don't know what you would call it, but.
That's their problem.
Well, if it's stand-up, dirty Mike's in laundry. I don't know. A restaurant that only serves cereal. I mean, come on, Jerry Seinfeld. This has been around for a while. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think it's a million-dollar idea. It's been done before.
Yeah.
I want a drive-through salad place like McDonald's, but for kale.
I don't want
there
that.
There are casual diet, like what is that called? Greenworks. There are like salad places,
you're right,
though.
But I can't think of any here.
You know, a place I love that went out of business. I wish somebody would bring it back. Is Sweet Tomatoes?
Yeah,
it was a salad bar, but the entire restaurant was just one big salad buffet. It was so good, and it was nice, like eating a ton of food. Mm-hmm. But as far as the salad is concerned, that was what you'd fill up on.
Yeah,
you weren't wasting up a bunch of calories with it. You're actually getting, you know, nutrition. Let's see. A dog cafe where people can adopt the dogs they hang out with. I think we actually came up with the idea.
That,
you're just ripping us off there, 2392.
Yeah, because there are cat cafes that do this already. And we have several of them where one of the pet shelters will bring in cats and you play with them and there's coffee and they want you to take them home.
From...
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised this one isn't... I mean, it's just, I guess Amazon already has stores like this, but... what is the number? 3159 says, grocery store with zero employees, just self-checkout and AI.
I don't want that.
I mean, I don't want that either. Like,
I don't want that to be a thing.
What are you going to call that store? The honor system?
Yeah.
Because if there's no employees watching you, how are you going to stop people from just going in and stealing everything? And by the way, again, the places we're talking about aren't in the nicest areas. They're going to be in places where it's been hard to open businesses because there's not a lot of foot traffic there because there's a lot of crime. So, yeah, you're going to open up a place with no employees watching people.
I mean, there are stores at airports that do this already.
Yeah.
KCI may have one. But if not, I've been to ones where, yeah, it's just a regular, you know, little convenience store. And it's just on you to scan your stuff before you leave. But there are little alarm tags on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you walk out without paying for it, you're going to attract the attention of a lot of people.
I
that
guess
look
you
mean.
Could do that. Yeah. But
it just, it doesn't employ people.
But that's at an airport too. If you set off alarms at airport, people are going to notice.
Right.
Whereas if it's just some random storefront, no.
Yeah.
Shooting that one down. Let's go to Randy in Kansas City. Hey, Randy.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Great.
What do you have to say about this, bud?
Well, I've been wanting to open up a gallery, art gallery, for a long time, but I'm thinking a local gallery featuring local artists and bringing in some international artists, too, or at least people in the Kansas City area that represent international, and putting a small coffee shop in there because what people love, they love coffee.
They love coffee, and it's getting more and more expensive. We're going to be talking about that later. But
it is the kind of thing they're looking for.
It's a really good idea, and I think there'd be really low overhead on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the artists come in and show off their stuff, then you just take a cut of the sale. And
you could charge them a small fee for showing it there, just like markets do.
Whether it sells or not. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good idea. So it would be like international artists and maybe even focusing on... obviously, you'd have Kansas City artists. You'd have different sections for each area. I like that. That's a good one.
Sure.
All right, Randy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. That's a good one.
Yeah, sort of the vision I have in mind is like what fills the part of City Market that has Steamboat Arabia in it. You know, there's all these little shops that focus. There's a candy shop. There's a Made in KC store. There's a flower. There's all these little storefronts there.
Yeah. What is the... Is there like a liquor store or something like that? There's all sorts of weird little...
There's a soda. There's a craft soda place.
I think that's what I was thinking of, the craft soda place. I don't know why I thought
which
licorice.
Is incredibly popular and really fun. Yeah. Again, that's a... Gosh, like this is where I keep going back to the countries that we're going to have here. I always think it's fun to go to grocery stores in other countries because you just never know like what they have for Kit Kat and what kind of chips they have. Put up an international grocery store based on the countries that we're going to have playing here. And has some of the stuff that you could only get there.
Apparently, there was a laundromat bar in Sioux Falls. Or I don't know if it's still there or not, but it's called Suds and Suds. That's good. 913-586-7798. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The The website, if you want more information about this program that we've been talking about, is kcopendoors.com. kcopendoors.com. That's where you can learn all the details about the $10,000 grants and the rent that would be paid. If you have a space that you think would be good for this, that you'd like to put up and have it be available for this, you can do that there. It has a list of active storefronts, all the details.
I'm going to end this because we were soliciting store ideas from people or business mm-hmm. ideas from people. I think I'm going to end with the worst one that also sounds the best.
Okay.
This is from 9147. Bar that opens, but only during thunderstorms.
Okay.
Call it the poor storm. That doesn't make any sense. That makes it sound that sounds like the armies of the homeless will be invading our cities. No, the poor storm. You should call it like when it rains, it pours, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or when it rains, I pour. There you go.
There you go.
When it rains, we pour.
I don't understand the concept of why it would only be open during
thunderstorms. That's why it's such a bad idea.
That's not.
Because you're not saving on
people
anything.
People don't go out during thunderstorms.
You want people to drink more.
Yeah.
But I do like the idea of oh, hey, there's a thunderstorm. Let's go to when it rains, we pour. And then what if it does? Also, how are you going to manage your staff? Like, hey, there's an 80% chance of rain. You better show up. Even if it doesn't, you just stand there and open.
Massive blizzard. You better get
empty
here.
Anyway, I like the idea, though. Coming up, we're going to do a bunch of health news.
There's so much today.
Pig liver transplant. Quit smoking even if you have cancer. And don't get your hair washed at a salon. It's all coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.